I don't know who said it, but it was really famous when I was young. If you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. And you know what? At some point, that was probably true. In the Instagram, TikTok, mobile app, internet, 24-hour news cycle, cable TV world, white noise overload world, that is no longer true. If you can build that better mousetrap, but you better be able to articulate that to the world, or you're going to be raising very skinny children. Hey guys, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey guys, Randy Gage here, and another episode of the Power Prosperity Podcast. I switched on the laptop for my colleagues in the YouTube world who want to watch and see this face for radio that I have. And this is the first of a series of five of this is the fifth deadliest cause of failure. And I believe this, I'm gonna do this in like a countdown, break it up into five shows. Today's the fifth worst or deadliest, and then next episode will be the fourth worst, and we'll work our way up to the number one thing that causes people for failure. Obviously, this is not some scientific empirical evidence thing done with double-blind studies. This is my perception as what I see doing a blog, doing podcasts, and doing live seminars and coaching programs where I'm meeting with people and coaching them and counseling them. And by the way, you should know that most of these people that I coach and counsel with, they are at the highest levels of success in terms of how most of society would view them. They're really high level achievers, professional athletes, titans of business, people with the net worth in the hundreds of millions of dollars. I have even, worked with a couple of billionaires. These are high-level achievers. And I see differences in degree. I think my most successful clients have done a better job getting over these five deadly causes, but they've all faced them. And so when I give them this order, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, this is just based on what I'm seeing in my practice, working with people. And of course, my own challenges that I had to overcome to be successful. I think this is so big for people because they've done the work to get great at what they do. They believe in self-development and personal growth. They work on themselves. They hone their craft. But they may be shy about talking about it. They're maybe not good to demonstrate it. They feel self-conscious. Maybe they were raised that you don't brag about yourself and you don't talk about yourself. And, you know, there's some truth in that. Nobody likes to be around a person who's bragging about how great they are. But there's nuance with this. There's context. You need to be confident enough to know the value of your work and ask for the value of your work. And this is whether you're a billionaire and you're trying to decide the price of your new product, or whether you're working at the Marriott Hotel and you're applying for a raise or for to move up a position. You've got to know the value of your worth. Here's the reality. You have to have true value. You have to be able to demonstrate your value in a compelling way, and you have to promote your value in a compelling way. So you might have built the world's best mousetrap, But the guy getting all the business is the guy with the Instagram account showing all the dead mice, right? He or she can demonstrate the value. So those three things, I want you to really work on them as your homework this week. Knowing what is your true value, how can you demonstrate your true value, and then how can you promote your true value in a compelling way? I work with a lot of speakers and authors and coaches who they're really horrible at demonstrating the value of what they do or even being able to quantify it. Working with a speaker yesterday, he sent me another copy of his demo video, and you know, he's telling his inspirational story, which is very inspirational. He's overcome some physical challenges that are really difficult, and the fact that he's done that is very inspirational. But the thing I'm telling him is, what does that have to do with the people who hire you? Yeah, they probably like you. They probably think, wow, he's an inspiring guy. But they don't know, hey, how does that quantify? How does that work for me? How is this going to help me get to the goals that I want to achieve? So you've got to take that extra step to kind of understand, okay, how is this, you know, how many times have you heard me say, the way you become prosperous is you solve problems or you add value. So usually problems are more easily identified when you can solve them. So if you are an exterminator and somebody has mice in their house and you can demonstrate that you're going to capture the mice in their house, okay. But the adding value part, I think that's where a lot of people stumble. Consultants. I do a lot of work with consultants because I have this annual tribal event, right? And my tribal event is for people of influence. And that's what we're talking. It's a week-long event. And you know what we're talking about all the time? Being able to quantify the value you give people. So great, you have this, you know, inspirational keynote, or you have this coaching program, or you have this consulting practice. But the CEOs and the presidents and the founders, the people who are going to hire you, who are going to acquire your services, they've got to know, what does this mean to me? You got to be able to quantify it. And then you need to be able to demonstrate it and promote it, right? And that's the part, again, where people fall down. Well, I don't want to talk about myself. You know, my mom taught me we should never, trumpet our own horn or whatever the key, you know, whatever cliche you want to throw in there. Here's what I would tell you. If you want to kill this deadly cause of failure, know your value, own your value, and ask for your value. You got any thoughts, get me down in the comments on the YouTube channel or hit me up on Twitter if you're listening to the podcast. Please like, share, subscribe. And next time we'll come back and we're going to talk about the fourth deadliest cause of failure. Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, please. And practice the circulation law of prosperity by telling your friends about the Power Prosperity Podcast. Please like it, rate it, and share. Peace.